out, obviously, it's frustrating. You had a couple of three-run leads. It was really the turning point, the one in the sixth inning.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Joe was cruising along pretty good there. Anytime you have a three-run lead with him on the mound, you feel good about it. Made him work pretty hard in the fifth. You know, the sixth got a couple guys on, and Nabil did a good job getting a couple outs. The big blow, obviously, was Iglesias' homer in the tight end.
What are your thoughts of Joe's outing overall?
You know, cruising along like we've seen him so many times, and then, you know, made him work awfully hard. Sometimes here it takes a little bit out of you. Couldn't get it. You know, got a couple guys on in the sixth, had to do something different. So, you know, first four innings were great.
Not the sharpest played game, again, with the defense and the base running, but is this more on the shoulders of the bullpen, or did some of those little things make a difference as well?
Well, we just couldn't hold them down. You know, after the fourth, they scored every inning on us. So, you know, that's what it came down to. You know, CJ slipped. He wasn't going anywhere. We're trying to go back to first as far as that particular base running. But you know what? We're working hard to try to get through this thing. It's a tough period right now. You know, there were some times it looked like this could be a good game for us, and it turned on us when we couldn't hold them down. They got, 18 hits tonight.
What does it take to turn these types of things around? Is it just a lockdown performance by a starter? Is it an explosive outburst by the offense? What kind of turns these things around?
It has to be a group thing. You know, that's the way it's been all year for us. You know, we either play good as a group or we play bad as a group. So, you know, sometimes one good game can turn it around. I thought the other night, you know, when we won the other night, that we could turn things around, and, you know, haven't been able to the last couple.
Acknowledging that it's been as rough as it's been, but there's still as much season left as there is. Like, how do you kind of put that in perspective and how important it is to get out of it and with the amount of season left you have to make of this thing?
Yeah, we have to play well these last four games so we can get a little distance from this and get a break and then, you know, come back refreshed after the All-Star break. But, you know, the break is still four games away. We have to continue to look at it every inning, every day to try to improve and get better and keep working. We haven't been able to get out of this funk yet, but every day brings on a new challenge.
How tough has the attrition in the bullpen been for you guys? Like, you have so many guys in the aisle, you feel like it's kind of catching up to you?
Yeah, you know, it's been both. It's been, you know, position players and bullpen for us. Our starters, knock wood, have been pretty healthy. But, you know, we're looking at a couple plus guys at this point in time. When you have to go into the bullpen early with one of them, it probably is going to be tough to cover. Taylor Scott got his first, you know, taste of being in a game that, you know, he wasn't just trying to cover some innings. So we look forward to get a lot of guys back.
You say it's got to be everyone. You just keep cycling guys through. You have quite a few guys that were in AAA a month ago. How much of a challenge is it to have it be everyone?
It is, but, you know, coming into a season now with the amount of injuries that you have, that your 40-man roster typically is everybody's basically used, even more so to an extent. We talked about that in spring training, how we needed contributions from not only the 26, but, you know, the 40-man roster. So we'll continue to, you know, have faith in guys and look forward, like I said, to getting some guys back.
What do you get is the sense of the kind of the tenor of the clubhouse right now?
They were good today. You know, we talked about it a little bit. We came out and, you know, put together some good at-bats early, probably could have done a little bit more in the first couple innings. You know, we get a home run from Jake, and then, you know, add a couple on with some good at-bats and a couple walks with the bases loaded. You know, would have liked to get a little more out of it at that point in time, but I don't feel that the group is down or you know, I don't want to say pressing, but, you know, we're just trying to get to the other side of this thing.
Thank you, Bob.
All right.
What is the approach for CJ when he goes up and Chasin hasn't been close to the strike zone?
Yeah, you know,